Well, we're really excited to be able to pick Tyler Eifert there at pick number 21, and really feel he's a player that's going to add a lot to our football team in his first year as a young player. He kind of complements Jermaine, our other guys we have, and you know, he's got ability. He's been to be moving around and do a lot of things, show some flexibility in the things that he does. Been a very productive receiver there at Notre Dame, and you know, really comes with great recommendation from Brian Kelly over there, and so it's a good, exciting pick for us, and a great young guy to add to our football team, and so excited that we're able to choose him today.
You surprised as this went down that he was available there?
You know, I keep saying that. Everybody keeps saying, oh, this guy, you know, guys get picked. You don't know. I mean, how can you say when a guy's going to be picked? You can't. That's when tight ends are picked. They're picked around this area, you know, most of the time. You know, it's just where they go. And there's not been many that have gone in traditionally over the years that go up higher than these areas. So anyway, so I don't know about surprises is the word. Yeah, we're pleased. That's what I said. I started out saying that you know, we're a guy that you kind of, you know, we felt would be a guy we hopefully would be considering, one of the guys we'd have an opportunity to be considering.
With both Gresham and Eifert's ability to catch and be the widest receiver in formations, you can invert that. I mean, Jay and Don, you guys are going to have fun, you know, creating packages with these guys. I mean, two tight end sets in the NFL, if you get guys that are that athletic, that can detach, cause nightmares for defensive coordinators.
Well, you know, we've played a lot of two tight end sets, obviously, and so it provides some more flexibility of things, and the opportunity to get productive guys close to the quarterback. And I think anytime you can do that, that's great.
And you mentioned, I think I saw Eifert line up in like six different places. I mean, obviously the guy's smart.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's very smart, very intelligent football player, and you know, does a lot of great things. And you know, he's an impressive kid. And I spent time with him in Indianapolis, and these guys spent time with him on campus at Notre Dame as well.
Looked like he must have led the country in contested catches. I mean, the guy, when the ball's in the air, it's his, isn't it?
That's the thing about a tight end. You're going to have to make contested plays, and he's proven he can do that. He can. He's got like a 35-inch vertical. So he's got a great catch radius, which is important for that position because the lanes aren't always that big, especially in a red zone. You know, the tight windows and contested catches are a must for a great tight end. You look at Gronkowski and all the catches he makes, and Jermaine, some of the catches he made in the past. So that's very important, but it's a great weapon to have.
Jay, can you talk about how Gresham and Eifert can complement each other and how versatile that kind of makes what you can do, how that might open up the playbook for you?
Well, you know, they just add another weapon. You know, whether you have two tight ends in at the game at the same time or three possibly, you know, it creates problems for defenses, that personnel grouping, because they want to leave their base personnel on defense, so you get them matched up with a linebacker most likely. And he's very fluid route runner, great in space, and very good after the catch. So it'll be fun tinkering with some things with Tyler. We got to bring him along slowly and install the playbook very slowly with him so he gets a good feel for it, and then we'll branch off as we go along. But it's another great weapon to have along with Jermaine and AJ, obviously, and Mohamed Sanu, and the way some of the other young kids came along last year. It's a very exciting time here offensively.
Jonathan, I saw it at the
I
think it was the pro day. You were working about and you were doing the balance deal.
Right.
And trying to, and he showed like he's got balance. Is he a pretty good blocker? I mean, at least sustain.
The good thing about Tyler right now is his athleticism. He has good base and balance, and he can recover. Is he going to knock someone off the ball and be that type of guy? Not early in his career, but the good thing he does have is athleticism, so he can sustain and stay with people and stay on his feet and run with them. Jay always gives me a hard time about how I do push-pull on guys, and he says, I got after him, I guess, on tape. It looked like it anyway.
Yeah, you like to do your own thing with him, right?
Right.
How did he respond?
Great. He was great. When I went up there and worked him out, the one thing this kid has that you like about guys coming to the next level. He's a very, very, very competitive person. And when you have that and you create more competition in your room, it's just going to make everyone better.
Jay, I know it's, you like the fact that all your receivers can line up everywhere. This kid fits that mold. I mean, I saw him line up. He's like, where's Waldo? It's where's Eifert. He's everywhere in formations, wasn't he?
Yeah, we've split Jermaine out before, and have another guy to do that is very important. You know, we were a little nervous last year. Jermaine, if something happened to Jermaine, you know, we were a little nervous. You know, Orson was coming along, but we need another tight end. And you got to have two very good tight ends and three at some point. And we have Alex Smith also. So we feel great about our tight end situation now. And the more you can do, the more you can line up, the more places they can line up, the better. But we just can't lose sight of the fact that we still have A.J. Green out there and Jermaine and Orson and Alex Smith, and they're all going to be battling for jobs. And they just have to take advantage of the reps when they get them. But Tyler's a great, great athlete. And very fortunate that he fell to us.
How about his smarts and his ability to line up?
Well, we'll see. You know, he played at Notre Dame, and he went to Notre Dame. He's got to be kind of smart, I guess. And I don't know what the rules are for getting in there anymore. But, you know, he's a smart kid and did a lot of great things at Notre Dame. But, you know, we'll see. You know, some guys have struggled coming from college to the NFL level with playbooks and learning to adapt to schemes and terminology. It might be the case. It might not. But we'll utilize them the best way we can, and Coach Hayes is one of the best tight end coaches in the league, and he'll get them ready, that's for sure.
With the Patriots' success with Gronk and Hernandez, has that changed the way NFL teams look at having two prototypical tight ends?
I think it has a little bit, but, you know, there's different ways to attack. You know, Green Bay doesn't use two tight ends a lot. There's New Orleans Saints doesn't do it a lot, and they're very successful. There's a lot of teams that are successful without the two tight end attack. But that attack with A.J. and Mohamed Sanu can be very effective. And like I said, it keeps the base personnel on the field, and you can create matchups favorably for you if you use it properly. So hopefully we'll get that done offensively and get him out there on the field as soon as possible. But, you know, can't discount the fact that we still have Andrew Hawkins, we have Mohamed Sanu, and we'll bring him along gradually. And if he picks it up well, and we'll utilize him as best we can.
As a former quarterback, when you got tight ends, big targets like you're talking about, huge catching radiuses, and you can dictate matchups. I mean, tight ends, quarterback's best friend. You got two guys like that potentially on the field. It's pretty impressive, isn't it, for a quarterback?
Oh, no question. No question. I'm sure Andy's happy right now. You know, trying to make Andy happy, and he's excited. You know, the more weapons you have, obviously, the better. And obviously, we need to take pressure off A.J. Green, and this is one step in doing that.
Coach Hayes, a few picks before 21, mm-hmm. when Tyler's still on the board, being that position coach, do you start to think, this is, you know, my guy might be there a few picks from now?
Well, first of all, it's not my guy. It's our guy. And, you know, we have our board set the way we have it set. So we understand that we have certain athletes picked for that area of the draft. And if they fall to us, then that's where they fall. And we're fortunate enough to get an excellent athlete, a guy that's going to compete and push other people. And he'll learn from Jermaine. That's a good thing. Now, Jermaine has 3 years under his belt, going on his fourth year. Alex Smith has 8 years under his belt, going on his ninth year. Orson got a year. So we got guys in our room. This is just going to make us stronger. And like I said earlier, the competition will bring the best to the top anyway.
How do you think it will help?
I don't think it, for myself, just talking, it's not about the pressure. I think that regardless whether Tyler was here or not, you got to go play. And the only way you take pressure off yourself is going out there preparing and then performing. The rest of it, you know, that's the external stuff, and you can't pay attention to it anyway.
Is it good to have, I mean, you always, competition breeds excellence and performance. Is it it's good to have a guy pushing another guy both ways. I mean, friendly competition and guys pushing each other.
Yeah, I don't think Jermaine has a lot to worry about. Jermaine's our starting tight end, you know what I mean?
Sure.
And Tyler's going to come in here and add another element with a two tight end package or three tight end package or what have you, and be a good solid backup for us and be a steady player for a lot of years here. And he's a great player. And we'll see how he develops and how much we use him is how much we use him. But, you know, everybody should be pushing themselves anyway. Jermaine should be working to get better every day, whether we drafted Eifert or some slappy from New Haven. It doesn't matter, you know. Jermaine should be pushing himself, and that's the way our offense has been run, and that's the way our guys are in the room, and that's what's great about our offense. We struggled at the end of the year, but it's not because these guys don't work hard. They work extremely hard, and we're all excited to get back on the field, and we'll add a few pieces to the puzzle and continue to push them, and hopefully we'll take that next step next year.
I know you guys aren't on that side of the ball, but Sharif Floyd, you know, sliding like a big dog for every number.
We don't watch the defense, boss. We don't care. We just wanted offensive players this year.
Those were two sliders, though, wasn't it? I mean,
yeah, it happens. You know, it happens every year. There's somebody who's supposed to go 3, 4, 5, and they drop, and for whatever reason. But we're just happy to get the guy we picked, and we'll move forward from there.